Do you trust me? How do those words make you feel in your gut when someone asks you that question? Maybe fearful? Confident? Nervous? Maybe curious about what comes next? Well, I suppose it depends on the relationship that you have with that person. Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them." But have you tried trusting and had that trust betrayed? Well, the theme for this meditation from Nahum chapter 1 is finding a safe refuge when the world betrays you. Trusting your next unknown step to a God who does know. Finding a stronghold in your day of distress, knowing that He cares for those who take refuge in Him. This time is a divine sanctuary for your mind to now settle, your breathing to relax, and your eyes to begin to softly close. And for this next moment, just be still as you release yourself to the present protection of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe in this holy retreat, listen and respond now to this reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, let me take refuge in you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Study and do your best to present yourself to God approved. And Lord God, let me then take refuge in you. Study and do your best to be a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed. And Lord God, then let me take refuge in you. Study and do your best as a disciple, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. And then, Lord God, let me take refuge in you. Spend a few more moments now, resting in the divine peace of safe refuge. Being aware of the refuge of the Holy Father, the shelter of the Son, and the safety of the Holy Spirit. Is there an external threat from the world that is dominating your mind? Or perhaps a betrayal that's leaving you feeling vulnerable? Well, take note of it and start there as you come to God. Let divine refuge be the beginning of your time in prayer. Whisper it. Bring specific fears to God now, and then let anxiety dissolve into the present reality of God's safe sanctuary for you. For this next minute, continue in prayer as you stay mindful in this present moment and whisper, Lord God, let me take refuge in you. Let the Divine One be your center, and let divine refuge be your sacred prayer. center to when you're breathing. Just bring your attention to each breath. You know, worry often has us taking shallow breaths from our chest. So instead now, allow your breathing to slow as you center on breathing deep from your belly. Just focus on the slow rise of each deep belly breath. Notice each unique, immediate breath. Forget your last one. Don't think of the next one. Just give thanks for this one. Your mind and your breathing may wander and seem erratic. Not to worry. Don't judge yourself for that. But just let the wandering be a gentle reminder to pause and center back on your present breath. And we'll give you a minute now. And with each exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, Divine Refuge. As you breathe, stay centered on the safe presence of the Holy Father, the haven of the Son, and the covering of the Holy Spirit. Does your mind wander still? Does it drift? Well, just pause, breathe, and center back on the safe refuge of the triune God. Take this next minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, let me take refuge in you. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, these words of wisdom from Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, and we'll begin in the Christian Standard Bible. Concerning the destruction of Nineveh, the Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of distress. He cares for those who take refuge in him. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Well, listen once more. And be mindful of what God is whispering to you in this passage. Concerning the destruction of Nineveh, the Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of distress. He cares for those who take refuge in him. What image was painted in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of God speaking. Let him speak now. Listen once more, but consider it now from the English Standard Version. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken into pieces by him. Yet, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. But with an overflowing flood, he will make a complete end of the adversaries and will pursue his enemies into darkness. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? Well, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing and listen for his voice to give you peace. Now in this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen now from the New American Standard Bible. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what is God calling you to do? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. Let this contemplation be your worship of God. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, blink your mind, and return once more to the refuge of God. With your eyes closed now, resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to reflect on where you're sitting. Is it a couch? A chair? Are you lying in bed? Well, as you first settled into wherever you are, did you consider for a moment whether it would support your weight? Did you examine and test it first? Or did you just plop down into it? Well, you probably didn't give it a second thought, did you? Before this next minute, consider having that same level of trust and faith in seeking refuge in God. Just don't give it a second thought. Plop down into His waiting arms and find assurance in His loving embrace. Just be safe. Let Him give you refuge now. Center once more in your breathing. And the moment you feel led, slowly start to open your eyes. How do you feel changed from how we began? Well, I pray you feel freer from worldly betrayal and centered on the safe refuge of God. And as you encounter others along life's way that are seeking shelter, consider how God might use you to tell others of the protection and sanctuary waiting for them in God. And for now, let me pray this closing benediction over you, for you never to let go of the truth that the Lord is good, a stronghold in your day of distress. And remember, He cares for those who take refuge in Him. So may you know the safe haven of Christ, the covering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the safe refuge of God now and always. And Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.